Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Did you hear the big news? Rupert Murdoch is buying the Livecast. But we swear, we will continue to provide the fair and balanced coverage of metal news you have all come to expect. All I have to say is, it's a good thing Dimebag was from a red state. Here's the factor, I mean show.
What? That's not true. The rumors that Rupert Murdoch is buying Metal Injection are completely false.
That said, we have our first Fox News break of our new Fox era. And that is someone spilled something on the table, and it wasn't Rob.
What was spilled? Find out at 11. That was seltzer.
How was it?
My dignity.
Oh. Yes, Noah wet the table, but it was seltzer.
Yeah, I had the terrible misfortune of putting my full cup of seltzer behind my laptop, and I pushed my laptop, forgetting the cup was there, and I spilled it all over. Almost got it on Rob's laptop. Almost ruined the board.
But disaster was averted.
Yeah.
We're good.
And of course, you can give us a call.
Me?
If you want.
All right, what's the number?
646-929-1357. Be a part of the show. Darren, you weren't here last week because you were in San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. I was.
Okay, moving on.
What did you eat? That's going to be the next question.
We didn't really eat all that much. I went with my mother. This was not with my girlfriend. It was just a trip to take her out and... See, I like to take her out to the different major league ballparks, you know, trying to see all 30 before either one of us dies.
How did this one stack up?
It's great. You know, it's funny. It's a beautiful park, obviously a beautiful city, but it's like a library inside. Like, no one cares about the game. Mm. Nobody gives a shit.
But the weather's so nice, and like people are probably like drowsy, and you just got back from the beach.
It's like an event. It's like it's not a game. It's just like, hey, what are you doing today? I'm going to the beach. What are you doing? I'm going to be at the park. You know, it's like they don't really care.
It's like going
about
to a beer garden or something.
Yeah, like when something happens, like when there's a hit or something, everyone reacts. But other than like in between though, any two hits, there's nothing happening.
But also that team has always been bad, so they very rarely have anything to react to in a positive way. So
that is
true. Just not used to it.
But I've been to stadium. Like when I went to PNC Park, they were into it. You know, that was a horrible team then.
Where's the word?
Pittsburgh.
Nice.
But that's like a sports town.
Right.
In general,
I'm saying this is definitely not a sports town whatsoever. No offense.
So the park was nice. Was it like Citi Field levels of nice? Was there a Shake Shack like restaurant?
There's tons and tons of restaurants. Like it's almost all restaurants.
It's basically a mall with a baseball field in it. Is that what you're saying?
Basically, yeah.
Maybe I need to go to San Diego.
Citi Field is nicer. The only stadiums I would rank ahead of Citi Field are Camden Yards and PNC.
Where is Camden Yards?
That's Baltimore.
Mm. What kind of snacks did they have at the stadium?
Anything you could think of, Noah.
Fish tacos?
Yes, definitely fish tacos.
Seems like a San Diego kind of ballpark food.
But it wasn't limited to like Southern California type food. They have anything. I mean, anything you could think of.
Schnitzel?
Ribs?
I didn't see schnitzel, but I bet you they have it.
Shrimp. All you can eat shrimp.
There's gotta
a buffet.
Be
shrimp. They had
a beefsteak Charlie.
Cheesesteak.
Well, they had a restaurant inside where they had ribs and stuff.
If there's a beefsteak Charlie's, me and Rob are going on a trip next weekend. Shows off.
Did they go out of business or what's
the deal? There's only one. There's only one.
Where is it now?
There was only one.
There was a chain, wasn't it?
What?
There was, oh, yeah.
There were a few of them? Oh, there were a few of them. You're right.
But there was only one in our hearts.
Yeah.
The one on Emmons Avenue with the Double Dragon arcade game.
Beefsteak Charlie's is basically a Sizzler.
It's better than Sizzler.
It's like a slightly better Sizzler, and they had
And they had a logo with a guy that was, looked like he was from the 1920s.
It was like a Mario, like a Super Mario type.
And he was Beefsteak Charlie. And, you know, they had steak, and they also had a salad bar with all-you-can-eat shrimp cocktail. Guess why Rob and Robba's mama went to Beefsteak Charlie's.
Why?
For the shrimp cocktail.
Did you play the Double Dragon arcade game, though?
Yeah, of course. I
that
mean, come on.
Shit.
Yeah.
Where was it?
It was
Emmons
on Emmons
in Bedford, I think.
By
right?
the Waldbounds. Where that wall down is.
That's right.
On Emmons
so that's
Avenue?
Ocean.
Yeah, Ocean right? Avenue.
Yeah, yeah.
Ocean Avenue and like off Emmons. Yeah, Ocean and...
Every time I went, the routine was the same. I'd get the fried shrimp with a side of French fries, chow that down, and then while my parents were finishing their surf and turf, I would go spend like 20 minutes playing the Double Dragon.
Yeah, that's basically... Yeah, like I would always tag along when my mom went with one of her friends and they would be chatting it
Uncle
up.
Uncle Gianna, did he ever come with you?
I'm sorry, her female friend, her girlfriend.
Maybe that's how Uncle Gianna died from food
too much
at
Beefsteak that salad bar.
When you played Double Dragon, did you use that elbow trick where you could just elbow everyone in the game over and over and win?
No, I just, whoever I was playing against next to me, I would elbow them.
Get away.
Yeah.
There's some interesting names in the chat. I'm going to read a couple of these. One of them is Bug Chasing My Buddy.
Oh, wow.
A reference to people trying to get HIV that we've talked about on here. And along with Douglas Levison, there's Douglas Funny.
Oh, wow. Okay, nice. Good reference.
Steve Harvey's in the chat.
Of course.
There was one other one that's gone that I don't remember now that came in and left.
3D, are you in the chat? I don't see you in the chat.
Yes, I just joined. Now you can mod me so I could bump people. So speaking of baseball parks, actually, my girlfriend was telling me, because, you know, they recently had that thing. While we were out of town seeing the Mets Padres, they had a thing at Citi Field where you could
sleep
over.
The, yeah, that was the night of my birthday.
They let you onto the, for $200 a person, they let you on the field.
What do you do?
For $200 a person?
$200 a person.
God.
You lay on the field, and you can bring a tent or a sleeping bag, whatever you
so
want.
You can camp.
You can camp on the baseball field.
With, like, a fire and everything?
Yes, and they show the – I don't know about a fire, but they show the game on the giant screen.
I'm thinking probably you're not allowed to start a fire.
Yeah, that they want to preserve – that's so weird. Do they cover –
wishful thinking.
Yeah. And they give you food. It's, like, free food. All
are
night
the concession stands open or, like –
That I don't know, but I think they give you free food.
Well, for $200, they better.
I would hope so.
My girlfriend was telling me she wants to do that next year, pay the $200, camp there, and fuck – in a tent on City Field.
Oh, nice.
Which I think
is a great
idea. I wanted
to do the night at the museum where you basically like sleep over the Museum of Natural History. Yeah.
You did that?
No, I want to do it, and it's also like $200.
Wow,
would
bad.
You? Would you like? Where would you fuck there if you had to pick? Like by
in
what
the planetarium?
Oh.
Right. Do they have like a Pink Floyd laser light show going on or something?
She's gonna make
one
her own
time
light
they,
show.
One time they had, like, a music installation in the planetarium. I think we got high and we went, didn't we, Rob?
Yeah. They had, it was like, it was called Sonic Vision.
Yeah, Sonic Vision.
So it was basically like...
it's my least favorite Sonic game.
it was. They basically turned the planetarium into a really awesome iTunes visualizer.
Okay.
Where, but it
Why
was...
Why can't it be a Windows Media Player visualizer?
I said because it's really
Such
awesome.
A friggin' Apple snob.
Well, the Windows Media Visualizer, the rendering on it, not so good. Not so good. Shitty renderings. But also, it was a custom visualizer. It wasn't just random. You know, it was specifically made to a certain soundtrack.
Okay.
And it was all like, you know, alt-rock songs, like Soundgarden, Nine Inch Nails, Radiohead.
All
right. Moby curated it.
Oh,
and it was
God.
It was with the artwork of Alex Gray. So it was like
very... I
don't
know who that is.
He did a lot of stuff for Tool.
Well, how do you remember all this stuff?
Because I enjoyed it, and I...
I enjoyed it too, but I didn't remember who did the artwork.
Oh, I don't know. I visited the website.
Isn't Alex Gray one of the X-Men?
That's right? Jean Grey.
Oh, wow, okay.
That is a female.
Good job knowing that, Rob.
Alex Gray is a male.
And what's Jean in Russian?
Gianna.
It all comes together.
No, or
but
the,
Jean, that's the feminine Jean. Oh, I guess there is a feminine. What's the feminine?
Zhenya?
can Zhenya be feminine too? No, there's a
yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so it is unisex. You're right.
Evgenia.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Noah, did the museum have flood insurance for your squirting potential?
I don't know. You have to ask Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's the one that runs the Rose Center.
You'd hook up with him, right?
He's a married man.
So? He's famous. You think he doesn't have a free pass?
We could talk about
He's
it.
He's a man of the world. Like, I'm just thinking of black dudes that would be your type,
mm-hmm.
other than, like, whatever black dudes are in metal bands already. Because that, like, race isn't an issue
like
then.
Guys in bands anymore.
Well.
What? Isn't your boyfriend in a band?
No.
Let me think. Ice-T? Well, he's sort of in a metal band,
no,
right?
Not Ice-T. I like,
What if Coco was there, too?
Mm-mm. No. They're too weird.
It's true.
That guy from The Wire, Idris Elba.
Mm.
He's hot.
Steve Harvey?
No.
No.
She had to think. There was a pause.
Yeah.
I don't know what's up with that pause.
How about this guy?
Sid, I need you.
Did you, like, have that prepared in advance? Wow. It's a good thing the conversation went the way it did, because who knows how long it would have taken to use that.
I'm just quick with my buttons.
Mm.
Noah, would you bang Will Smith? Steve Harvey in the chat asks.
No.
Coco, beware.
Oh, is he still alive? He's not still alive.
Well, they kind of stole my thunder, because I was going to say Viscera.
Oh, yeah.
Big Vis.
A little too big.
You've plus asked me that before, by the way. That was a recycled joke.
I would only just be reading them from the chat, though.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Someone needs to listen to the archives.
we've had a caller on the line, probably just listening. 361, is this Colin?
Hey, guys, what's going on? It's Mason. I called in a couple weeks ago.
Oh, what's up, Mason?
Not too much. I just had a long drive home. I figured I'd call in and listen, talk to you guys if you'd pick up.
Hopefully you're on the Bluetooth and not holding the phone up to you.
Yeah, we don't want to encourage distracted driving.
Actually, I do have the Bluetooth thing, but I get the weird echo thing if I'm on it, so I just flip to actually talking on my phone. Uh-oh. But no big deal. Just
if you want,
while driving anyway.
I can send you a free Bluetooth if you want.
Oh.
No, I have extra. I can send you. Just email Rob your address and I'll send you one.
Please.
Rob will hand deliver it.
It's, I can't remember the name of it. But I'll really send you one. It's worth like $100.
Why don't we make him win some?
Oh, wow.
So you send him $100 prize.
No, I mean, he called last week and he was suffering, so.
Yeah.
Well, quick trivia question. Who was our first caller on today's show?
I don't know. I don't know. I guess I called him.
Wow, take a guess.
Oh.
It begins with an M.
Ends with an A.
M. Was it Mario?
No, it rhymes with Jason.
Hang up on
it's
him.
It's you asshole.
Hang on you.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. What do we have for him? You don't win the Bluetooth.
No.
No problem.
Your parting gift is a Bluetooth.
Yeah.
So it's okay.
Seriously.
So what was your question? Or what? Did you have a question, Mason, or a comment of some sort?
Oh, no. I was mainly just calling in to listen.
Okay. Well, I mean, we had that fun.
In that case, you can't. You just lost the opportunity to listen.
No, you can still listen. I'll put him back on.
Fine.
I'll put him back
on. Darren is on fire.
Boy, oh boy.
He has 2 weeks of rage built up.
Yeah.
So he wasn't here last week.
Actually, I'm very calm and collected. It was a very renewing experience going to San Diego.
San Diego. Good weather? How's the weather?
Beautiful. But it was pretty nice here, too.
Isn't it like the kind of weather you'd want to live in?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like we get that weather, you know, 3-4 weeks a year.
Yeah.
But then it sucks the rest of the year. So it's actually been very nice here. I'm shocked. This summer it's been like under 90 every day. Yeah.
Today is pretty damn hot, but still under 90.
This is very humid. It's never humid over there.
Yeah, what's up with that, Rob?
I don't control the weather.
I blame you. You're the tallest one of us.
So
you're closer to the sky.
And what is that? How do I affect it?
I don't know. Some kind of ripple effect? Butterfly effect?
All the hairspray that you put? Atmosphere?
I don't wear hairspray.
That guide haircut that you got.
What?
According to your tweet.
Oh, the Guido.
Yeah, that got autocorrected.
Rob, you are everything that's gone wrong with the weather.
You are everything that's gone wrong in this world.
With the weather.
It's your fault.
I did find like an authentic Italian barber.
How?
Yelp.
Oh, that picture was... I was laughing out loud, like a literal LOL at my computer when I saw it. So not that you look bad. It's
no,
not like I'm
yeah.
laughing at you. It's just,
oh, I mean, that's why I posted it. It was hilarious,
you look
of course.
Like, you look, in that picture, you look like your dad owns a pizza place, and you just, like, hang
yeah.
out there. But you don't
yeah.
work there. You just hang
yeah,
out.
I just hang out. I just hang out.
That's
my
what
friend.
I love. He was just like, whoa. First of all, he's like, whoa. It's been a while since you've had a cut, eh?
Hey, was it Sal the Jerkoff Barber?
Yeah, he was close. His name was Giuseppe, or like something with a G.
Giuseppe.
Gamma?
It wasn't Gamma. No.
It was
Italian.
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 I look Russian to you. What the fuck? Yeah. Hey, good beer.
And he was first of all already cutting the hair of this guy who basically had no hair. He was so
yeah.
bald. He only had hair in like the back of his head. And a little bit on the sides.
Yeah. Why are you looking at me when you tell this story?
Well, because you can relate.
Let me trim that voice.
Well, I haven't been
well,
to a barber like
the best
years.
Part about it was that he also gave him a brow cut.
A brow
like,
cut.
You know how when a barber has like one of those combs?
A comb?
And he combs through the hair to cut it. He did that with the eyebrows. He like combed through the eyebrow to get the excess brow.
With a regular comb? Like,
same comb he used on the hair.
God.
Did he use it on your hair?
Well, he dipped it in that like
Robert
Quest solution.
Give me, let me comb your brows. Comb your brows, please.
Okay. So I'm getting my hair cut, and I haven't watched the. I don't have cable, so I don't watch news anymore. So the news
because you
on.
Used to.
Well, I don't come in contact with it at all, even when you're channel flipping. And Wolf Blitzer was interviewing the Israeli business. Like chairman, the chairman of business or like whatever, their public face of Israeli business.
Noah's uncle.
And,
related over
close,
there?
But no.
Obviously, they were talking about the conflict with Hamas. I'm going to stop fussing with my mic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They were talking about the conflict with Hamas. And
it's pronounced hummus.
Hummus. And whatever, they were going to that, and then they were talking about travel. Like, oh, how is this, Wolf Blitzer asked, how has this affected travel? Yes, you know, travel, it's never been safer to travel to Israel. It's very safe. Come visit Israel.
That's not how he talks.
I mean, he had a very Jewy accent.
Do the Edith Bunker voice.
Come to Israel, it's very safe. No.
I've seen that guy, too. That was funny.
And then he was like, oh, it's safe, it's not dangerous at all. It's just as dangerous as LAX.
Yeah.
Wolf Blitzer's like, wait, what? Yeah, you know, all the air traffic at LAX. That
TMZ.
Could be a collision. You don't know. I don't know. There's not no air traffic in Israel. There's only one airport. It's
yeah,
fine.
You come. It's safe.
It's safe. You should come.
It's not terrorism. It's good.
And then Wolf Blitzer was like, I can't believe you just, you know, like that is insulting to, you know, there's no, and he even said, and I couldn't believe he said this because this was so aggressive for
yeah.
CNN. He was like, well, there's no bombs going off in LAX, is there?
Like, there's no bombs
there's
at
no
the
bombs.
Airport.
What?
You're trying to make me look like schmuck here? What do you say? This?
Yeah, I know. There are no bombs at the airport. But then he was just like, yeah, absolutely. And then, like, he realizes, like, 5 minutes into this conversation, how fucking idiotic that statement was.
Yes.
He was like, I'm sorry if I offended any of our friends in the L.A. area.
Really?
And then Wolf Blitzer's like, well, you did. I'm like, well, I'm sorry. They should really come visit sometime.
I didn't even know what is LAX. I'm thinking this is like lox that you put on the bagel.
Yeah.
I don't know English so good. By the way, Wolf, I sell you a radio, clock radio, $20.
I give you a good deal.
It's like inside. It's like Panasonic, but not.
On the outside is Sony.
Yeah.
But then he gave me he's like, oh, you're from around here, the barber. And
wait, now the barber's Israeli?
You're from around here?
What's going on?
I didn't roll
get
my
your
H's.
Accents right.
I didn't roll my H's. It's not an Israeli accent.
You're all over the
you're
map.
From around here?
They want to know, get to the part if you got your thigh brows combed.
He did trim my beard a little, and my stash.
You didn't ask? He just did it?
He just was going. He had like the...
Oh, that buzzer, and he just went like all around your face?
Yeah, and then he was like, oh, let me even it out for you. He was trying to make a good impression since it was my first time there.
Mm-hmm.
And he did everything exactly how I wanted it, so I liked it. But then he was like styling my hair and just combing everything back into that fro.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I'm not going to bother, like, telling it, but then he was like, "Are you on gel?" Again, I'm doing the Jewish accent. But I like, no gel. And I walked out of it, and I just had that gigantic fro.
You look like Joe Pesci.
No, you look like Pauly D.
Oh, yeah.
Like Pauly D.
Like the blowout.
Yeah.
That's true. He did use a blow dryer.
Yeah,
and he was
gave you a blowout.
He totally gave me a blowout.
Like, what? Whoa.
Well, you asked for
a blowout.
Blowout.
How much extra was that?
It comes with the price. I tipped him well, though.
Okay. I was going to ask if you gave him a tip.
Oh, and I was I was like, oh, are you from around here?
What, are you trying to pick up a barber?
I don't know. I was like, oh, have you been here for a while? Oh, a few days. I've been here a few days. Oh, 45 days. 45 years. I was like, oh, that's a few days.
So this is an old man.
Yeah. Okay. Like, just.
Is this in your neighborhood?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a question. When he buzzed your face, did he, like, tip the chair back so you were, like, laying?
No. It's funny. He had one of those old-ass barber chairs that didn't really move. So he asked me even to, like, dip down in the chair because I was too tall for him to get to me, which was kind of funny and mildly uncomfortable.
Did he give you a back rub?
That
while
was
your
actually.
Hair was drying.
But he's good at it.
Gay!
Leave that barber alone.
I've been there 45 years. There's nothing wrong with a little tug at the end of a shave. You know what I mean?
Listen, the neighborhood's changed. He's got to adapt.
Got to make money.
It's true. He's a good guy. I'm going to go back to him. I'm going to give him my business.
2014.
Did you leave him a Yelp review?
No, I should. I'm not that active on Yelp. I'm only
send
a lurker.
Send Ken Pierce there and have him write a good review so you don't have to do anything.
You're right.
Maybe he's already reviewed it. Did you check? You should have. You can't go to places unless he's been there first.
I should see where Ken Pierce gets his haircut.
Yeah. Or just to know to avoid that.
Although,
place.
To be fair, it's probably just his mom. Gives him his
I mean, well, you're saying there's something wrong with that?
No, I'm just saying he's a...
That's how I have my haircut.
My mother's towels were soiled as I sat in the barber chair. Negative 2 stars. There's Rob's picture we're looking at.
You can check it on my Instagram or Twitter.
What's your Instagram?
Rob Injection.
Very active.
Is my Twitter.
You can see my handiwork on Rob's social media. There it is.
You should bring him some merch.
A big merch.
Bring like a poster or something.
I got mini Jababa poles I sell. They're like keychains.
Bring some Jose's lighters.
I'll trade you 4 Jose's Jägermeister lighters for 3 Baba pole keychains that I give away here.
And a comb.
For what keychain?
Baba pole. You know, the Baba pole. Looks like a candy cane.
Oh, the barber pole.
Baba pole. What do you think I said? You don't speak English? Clean your fucking ears.
He does have one of those old school barber poles.
Clean the wax out of your ears. Gagzaga.
This guy's angry all of a sudden.
I cut hair all fucking day. What do you want from me?
46 years I've been doing 40 this.
46 years of cutting hair. You're looking at these fucking guys every day. Fuck out of here.
I cut more eyebrows than I cut hair.
You think I look looking at Rob all day from a downward angle? Not pleasant.
Hey!
All day? How long were you there?
Guys like Rob. Rob and guys like Rob.
Guys do like Rob. There were 2 in this room. We both like him.
I like him.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
But the barber doesn't.
I don't know. He paid him.
I guess.
I'm sure he liked your tip.
Yeah, does he charge by the minute?
He got that far. I did it just a tip. Again, it's 6-7.
That
too
is
far,
not
too
what
far.
I meant.
Pull it out. Pull it out. El Durino writes, Barbaraba. 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 Barbaraba.
You should call up the barbershop right now and be like, hey, I was there a couple of days ago. Do you remember? How did that haircut go? Do you have any comments?
We'll just chant
might be
barber.
Closed by now.
Like a
that's the his hours are like 11 to 5:30.
Well, who's available at that
hour? Like a bank. That's kind of what I love about it. It's just like he doesn't care.
Who needs a late night haircut? That's not something you do like.
But
all,
like you do it after work. Like, don't you work? It's just he's the neighborhood barber. You just pop in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But after
just the tip, pop in.
But who's out
of
work
the place, right?
Five.
Yeah,
just the dib.
Yeah. You go during the weekend. Or after school for your junior high school haircut.
A lot of unemployed people get their haircut.
Oh, in Williamsburg?
In Williamsburg, I'm constantly like, okay, not everyone here could be a blogger, right? Like, like I'm technically working from home.
Some are aspiring bloggers.
They're just people hanging out for hours. Like,
artists.
Yeah, they're artists. I don't understand their craft. By the way, we didn't mention that Sid's picking the playlist today, so if it sucks, you know who to blame.
That reminds me. I meant to bring this up. Are you mad at me? Last week on the show summary, no mention at all of my birthday. This week on the show preview page, no mention of me picking the playlist. It's like I don't exist.
I just feel you're not a draw.
Someone in the comments last week even mentioned, like, how do you not even mention Sid's birthday?
That was like a big event on the show.
Yeah, I don't know how I missed that. I'm sorry, Sid.
Jeez. I think I offended you somehow, besides the usual ways I offend you.
Well, no, it's just extra way. It's my only way of getting back to you.
He wished you a happy birthday on your Facebook, I think.
Yeah, I think you said you did something, right? On my Facebook
page. I didn't necessarily wish you a happy birthday.
You said something.
But I left a comment.
Yeah.
I gave you a lee.
Yes, I like that. That's good.
I signed in just to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, I wrote, these people don't really wish you a happy birthday. Yeah, that was my comment.
It's true.
I noticed, Rob, before we get off the haircut thing, that you had one of those kid and play style drawings put into the back of your head.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't know this?
No, what does it say? Jose Maggot is a piece of shit. Damn it.
Set you up.
Wow. It's a good thing you have such a big head because it takes a lot of space.
I walked right into that. Oh, Steve Harvey made a good point. I'm mad at Sid for making fun of Misawa dying.
I was going to do that again today.
What was your joke about that?
It was we were
interviewing Ultramantis Black, and he mentioned how he was at the show. He wrestled on the show that Misawa died. And then Sid was like, oh, is Misawa Japanese for Owen Hart?
Because the description of how he died was almost the exact same thing from what they said.
And I explained, no, it was totally
different. Are you talking about Owen Hart? You mean Owen Hart, right? I wasn't really making fun of this other guy.
I was going to say, that's not really making... It's kind of tasteless.
Yeah, but
it felt a little awkward, especially with a guest the caliber of Ultraman.
Well, I had already made him feel awkward earlier in the call, so by that point, the seal was broken.
How did you...
When I was saying how, like, whatever opponent he fought that night, like, wasn't in a band, so fuck that guy.
Oh, right.
And he's like, come on, dude.
Come on, dude. Yeah.
Big hardcore wrestler asking me to back off.
He was great. I hope to... I didn't realize, though, that he was at the Chikara show the day before as well.
But you said he was not at.
Did I say that?
I think so.
Oh, I don't know. No comment. But it was good. We were supposed to have Phil from Municipal Waste and Cannabis Corpse, but he had a flight rescheduled for the time that the show was on, so he's going to be calling in next week.
Where is he flying to or from?
We can ask him next week when he calls into the show.
Ben Gurion Airport.
Try to call him now. Do you have his number? Let's see if he's telling the truth. Call him over now. If he picks up, we know he's lying.
No.
If it's at Ben Gurion Airport, it's very safe. I can guarantee you.
Just as safe as LAX.
I guarantee you.
What a way to make sure that anybody who isn't rooting for Israel will just further hate them.
CNN is just like anti-Israel.
No, they're not.
What?
Yes, they are.
All
of their headlines are anti-Israel, so of course.
No, they're reporting the news, and the news is anti-Israel.
Well, it depends on how you report the news.
Right, if you're biased and you favor Israel, then you'll be
CNN in general, I feel, is maybe the worst. Of all the news coverages, like, Fox is terrible, but at least they have a consistent viewpoint.
I don't know
but
that that makes it better.
News isn't supposed to have a viewpoint.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
But I don't agree
CNN
with that.
CNN is just dumb as a rock.
There's no actual news. It's just
it's
rambling.
Tickers.
No, I disagree
Twitter.
With it.
Mostly a show, like, look at how cool this thing we're doing is, as opposed to actually informing us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I think news is supposed to have a viewpoint, but it's not supposed to be, and it is supposed to be biased. But it's supposed to be biased in favor of facts, like you follow
the
facts.
But that's not a bias. That's just stating the facts.
No, but it is. But you're supposed to form a conclusion. Like if you watch, you know, Edward R. Murrow or Cronkite, like they always
they would give you the facts, and then it was
up to you to form.
No, they took stances on everything. Every single thing.
But it was very clearly labeled as editorial.
How? Where was it labeled editorial? What do you mean?
Well, like
Rob went to Murrow, so he should know.
No, they did editorializing too, but
like
they also
Murrow would have that sign up where he'd do like a monologue.
Yeah. But during the reporting, it would always be they would always inject their opinion into it because it's impossible to be a human being and not have an opinion about
of course.
Something, you know? But I just think Fox's opinion is shitty. That's the problem. Like they have shitty opinions. It's not the fact that they're opinionated or biased is the problem. I think they're just scumbags.
Yeah.
Would be more of a problem for me.
Steve Harvey says Metal Injection and CNN have a lot in common.
Oh!
Burn. Good burn. Wow. Are you saying CNN is the TMZ of world news? And you're the TMZ of metal?
On Friday, we posted something about Dave Mustaine, and I think it went viral on Facebook. Like, you know how sometimes when you don't like a page,
yes,
you'll still see a post by them because it's like, oh, such and such page wrote about this interest of yours. So, like, if you like Slayer, you'll see a post like, oh, such and such wrote about Slayer. So I think it got so much traction on Facebook that it was like, so this website wrote about Dave Mustaine, which you like Dave Mustaine, but it was a negative Dave Mustaine article.
Right.
Because I've never seen so much blowback. There's 750 comments.
Well, can I just say, the story was just someone pointing out how stupid Dave Mustaine is and something that he said.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
Metal Injection, just the liberal media. They're promoting the liberal bias. I thought this was a metal site, not the Huffington Post.
It wasn't even the guy. It was a staff writer. It wasn't you that wrote this.
Yeah.
But it was like...
It was one of your pseudonyms.
Well, no, it was like...
It was Shane Mathis.
He didn't even take a stance on Obama at all. Like, it was just Dave Mustaine saying something retarded. Which
I was hoping you could read some of these things.
Yeah, sure.
I posted the link in the chat.
All right. You want me to read the responses, or you want me to read what the guy wrote?
No, what Dave Mustaine said. First of all, you got to read his...
I got to read what?
Don't choke, Rob.
Sorry, the Starburst.
Jesus Christ.
Dave Mustaine was complaining about the insurance system in the country, and he did it in the most pretentious way. So just read that quote.
Anybody that want that one?
Yeah.
Anybody that watches the news nowadays, I watch the news. I read voraciously.
And then this part.
I am a New York Times best-selling author. So obviously, I know a little bit about writing and reading. And when you think about what's going on in our world as we know it, especially our nation here, it has totally changed, and it's not the same country that it used to be. It's really a drag, and the gutless people in Congress won't do anything about it. You see what's going on with our borders.
And so then our writer, Shane Mathis, points out how dickish of him it is to point out that he's a best-selling author.
Dennis Rodman, also a best-selling author.
Also, he had a ghostwriter.
Of course.
So it wasn't even his writing that got him on. It's like his fame got him on the...
Yeah.
It's not because he wrote some epic book himself.
That ghostwriter's name? Shane Mathis.
The ghostwriter is Joe Layden.
That's not a real person.
The Hunger Games trilogy by Dave Mustaine.
Yeah.
Okay, and then if you go to the next quote, that's the insurance quote, which is so...
By the way...
Oh, no, this is a Hamas quote.
Before I read the Hamas quote, I'd like to say I'm working on a new novel. It's called 50 Shades of Dave!
All right, what am I reading? Well, actually, I skip to the next quote, because that's the insurance
the neck?
One. Yeah.
I had the surgery on my neck, and I was going to get a doctor's appointment yesterday to get a CT scan.
Who the fuck even cares about
you?
Hold
on. This is like listening to your mom complain about...
Yeah. I've got
her
sciatica.
Yeah.
Because I've got a pinched nerve. And they said, well, we've got to apply to see if you can get an approval for a CT scan. And I said, you know what? I'm a freaking millionaire. And for me to have to go in there and ask somebody to get an X-ray... Shame on you guys, because if you're doing this to me, what are you doing to the middle class? What are you doing to the lower class people? I was a poor kid, but that stuff pisses me off, and that's going to come out in the next Megadeth record, trust me.
God.
So what does the middle class do? What does the lower class do? The exact same thing. They wait for their insurance to approve the CT scan.
And by the way, why is it like that? Because of the scummy fucking scumbags that you helped to elect, that you complain about Obama, who's trying to change that from being the case.
Yeah.
Or at least make a dent in it. I can't say that Obama has really done a good job in that with that.
But the Republicans get to have it both ways. They get to completely derail what the Democrats try to do, and then when what the Democrats try to do doesn't work, they blame the Democrats for it, even though they're the ones that derailed it.
Bizarre. So he's complaining about Obama,
the guy who's trying to who tried to undo what Dave's complaining about.
So a few choice comments. Metal Injection has a hard-on for Obama. Don't you dare talk about their king like that. Then just another puppet for the Israeli lobby.
Oh,
yeah, Rob. Where I'm just like, what? How does what in there had to do with? Okay, I don't know.
You gave a bad review to the new Gaza record.
I got to read this from the chat. What do you mean I can't get a CT scan on time? Got nothing better to do.
And also, yeah, he's a millionaire. Why does he need to go through insurance at all? Like, just go to a...
He probably
fucking,
has a CAT scan in his basement.
Yeah, go to an
fun.
Imaging place and just be like, hey, here's whatever money you need. Give me a scan right now.
Oh,
okay.
Man, this is so great. Just did a little digging around. The author's Twitter background is a picture of Obama. How laughable. This guy's bias is showing.
Yes.
And then he goes, oh, and then he posts the URL, and then someone replies, more like Twitter.com/Obama's favorite cockrider 2000. Am I right? Fuck this guy.
Wow. He did a little digging around by clicking a direct link to the guy's Twitter avatar. Yeah. He's acting like he doxed him or something.
And then another response is, and if you go to his Facebook page, he looks like a complete silky boy. Wow. No way does he know anything about metal.
That before. That's awesome.
Silky boy.
Silky boy.
Is that like a wrestling tag team that I haven't heard of?
The Silky Boy?
Yeah.
Maybe.
He's just a Silky Boy.
Silky Boy.
And then I love, he looks like he doesn't know anything about metal. He looks like a freaking Katy Perry fan.
What does that mean?
That, how does it
show
look
me a picture
like
of this guy, Rob. I want to see what Katy Perry fan looks like.
I know I'm silky.
They try to cool while I've got the mood.
This is the writer of the story, right?
Yeah, they're Facebook stalking the writer.
Let me see what he looks like.
I'm just a silky boy. He looks like if I worked out and didn't go bald.
He looks like Sid if he was 20 pounds lighter.
Yeah.
Silky boy. Maybe a little bit more than 20, and also with a full head of hair. But yeah. Am I still... I guess
also I'm much taller than him. Like a few inches shorter than I am. So don't fuck with Shane Mathis. He'll fuck you up.
So you're saying he's like in shape? He's he can.
No, I wouldn't say
he's
in shape.
Ever seen him with a shirt off?
But he's not fast. I have the interview process. We haven't done the metal injection pool party yet, but soon.
Submit nudes via Twitter.
Nudes,
dick pics.
I got a couple of.
Also, that Davis State thing, while it has 750 comments, a lot of them negative. Oh, and my favorite thing too.
You're saying the N word.
A lot of them negative.
Oh.
Negative is an N word.
He said negative. I heard it.
Yeah.
20,000
racist.
Likes. Also, I love that everyone's like, I'm unliking this page. Fuck you guys. Screw you. And then I looked and I was like, oh, this either they're not unliking it or it doesn't even matter.
It definitely doesn't matter one way or the other.
Yeah.
What about that Facebook photo with the weird, like, Orthodox Jew?
Oh, my God. That was...
Did I report it to Facebook, and they told me it did not violate the terms and conditions?
That's a guy.
What does it take?
So just explain what it was. Darren, can you...
It was like a meme pic, basically, of this hairy, big schnoz fucking stereotype Jew, which is draw... It's a famous artist that did those, and his name is A. Wyatt Mann, like A. White Man. Get it? And he did all these white power pics, so they just kind of copy pasted that and put some text on it about metal injection. How you're that?
Yeah,
Jew.
That was
what
crazy.
Did it say? I forgot
something about getting more shekels.
More shekels from advertising dollars.
Yeah.
Oh well, actually, it did make a dent in our unlike, but like it's we got three times as many unlikes as our average, but also like five times as many likes.
You're telling people now that you can affect your likes by complaining.
Oh no, though, just the people are like, I can't believe you wrote this. I'm unliking your page. And I'm like, all right, whatever. That's fine. So it's this very anti-Semitic photo of a hook-nosed Jew.
Ugh.
And let's spread dumb bullshit and drama. Ooh, I burped. And then we need those shekels from the ads.
Wait, I got a good comment.
The more
here.
Views, the more free stuff we can get.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were done.
All right, go.
There's a good comment here that we overlooked. Ken Klein says, he's probably sounds Jewish, fuck Obama, the biggest piece of shit I've ever seen. Nothing more than a pompous asswipe. I can't and don't respect that fucking stump jumper. What's a stump jumper?
I don't know.
Is that a black epithet?
It seems like maybe a gay.
Mm. All right, we'll look that up. As far as I'm concerned, we've been on autopilot since Clinton left. I hate George Bush equally. Obama proves that no spade should ever become president again.
Wow.
Like, really?
This is in our chat?
Yeah, no, not in the chat. It's in the comments of the Dave Mustaine article.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Harvey said that.
Yeah, all the racist bigots came out from Facebook because they all got that alert on the Dave Mustaine thing. Because
they're all metal fans.
They're all Dave Mustaine fans.
Well, chicken or the egg.
A stump jumper
chicken?
is a insulting term for a hick or a redneck.
Oh.
Implies they breed within their family tree.
Wait,
jump the stump?
What?
Hold on.
So how can Obama be a redneck?
I think it's just poorly written. Hold on.
Well, clearly.
Ken Klein. Yeah, Obama. Obama, I can't and don't respect that fucking stump jumper. How can he be a redneck?
I don't understand.
Wow. Maybe he's using
Idiot. He probably doesn't even know what stump jumper means.
Yeah, but racist idiots usually specialize in getting the epithets right.
Rob, also, until a minute ago, we didn't know what stump
jumper means. Right, so I'm just saying it's just like a offensive phrase that he... Yeah. Would hear.
Yeah.
But it's not offensive enough that we instantly knew that it was offensive. Like, it doesn't sound like a mean thing necessarily.
Well, I use context clues to determine that.
But, like, if I called you a stump jumper, would you instantly know that I was saying something mean to you?
No. And because you love me, I would think that you would give me a compliment.
Yeah. It's like calling somebody a chucklehead.
You chucklehead.
Yeah.
So that was fun. It's fun getting hatred. Oh, also, a lot of people were like leaving comments like, Dave Mustaine got famous for writing some of the most memorable metal songs of all time.
So?
All Metal Injection got famous for was talking shit.
Also, Metal Injection isn't really that famous.
Well, my response was like, oh, wow, you think we're famous?
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks.
But really, you shouldn't even bother responding because they're idiots.
Oh, it was very entertaining. Entertaining on a Friday. Shane Mathis is a freaking moron. Anyone who would call Dave Mustaine's music tolerable doesn't deserve to have a voice. His skills as an author may improve, though, if only he would stop writing. Wait, what? I don't know.
Should we have Shane Mathis call in to defend himself?
I feel we've done enough.
And see if he knows what a stump jumper is?
Test people on that.
You don't want to give Shane Mathis the publicity?
You guys are liberal socialist idiots.
Yeah.
Grow some brains and write relevant articles about music and not hate on the musicians that are obviously better than you could even dream of being.
I don't get how they, like, in one breath they call you a socialist, and then the next breath they say you're just trying to capitalize on stories, like, to get rich off of stories about great artists by lying about them.
I don't know which one of you wrote the article about Dave Mustaine, but you must be an idiot. And a retard liberal. And to bash Ted Nugent?
Bash Ted Nugent.
Who are these people national, going to the website?
National treasure.
I know. How do these people even have internet? Yeah. They're so, like, backwards.
All right. Anyway, that's enough time we've dedicated to those lovely people.
But, you know, come on. Ted Nugent. Another cocksucker. What an asshole he is.
That's an insult to cocksuckers.
Yeah.
All right?
Stump jumper?
He's anti-cocksucker.
He is a stump jumper. Apparently in the chat they've discovered that it comes from implying that they breed within their family tree or jump the stump.
Oh.
Yeah. Often used by other hicks or rednecks to mark one as the lowest of the low.
Oh. Interesting.
Thank you, BBQ, for looking that up. Rob, don't eat him.
I will not eat him. All right. Well, should we get to
Sid's
playlist?
Sure,
Sid, do you want to hype it up?
I picked some songs in my iTunes at random that I like, mostly at random. Some with topical reasons. Like the first song I think is by a band called DFL that was produced by the Beastie Boys back in the late 90s.
Dead fucking last.
Yes, and they are back together, I think, recently, and maybe doing like a little bit of a tour. They're good. It's good, like, you know, Minor Threat style. Sloppy punk rock, hardcore.
El Duderino has a question for you. Any GBH, Sid?
I had a couple of their albums. That British style of punk never really excited me. GBH, Discharge, Exploited, those bands, I don't know. Never really moved me.
And Steve Harvey wants to know if this is one of those playlists where you're intentionally trying to piss people off with bad music.
No, this
that,
is,
oh, not bad, no. But that they won't like.
I don't know. I didn't really. I just picked, like, I scrolled through my iTunes, like, I like that song. I don't think I've played it on the show before. Okay. It was simple as that. It wasn't. I didn't, like, specifically pick heavy music, though. So there's going to be, like, there's a Fugazi song in there that's, like, one of the more mellow, like, it's like if Fugazi did a Barry White song almost. It's like fuck music, but by Fugazi.
So so this would be the
a melange.
Yeah, like not, I wouldn't say friendly, but the neutral, just Sid putting out there what he enjoys.
Yeah.
And take it or leave it.
Yeah. Basically.
Let's kick it off with some Dead Fucking Last.
Is it weird that I shave my pubes before visiting the dentist? Oh, I guess I'll just listen to the Metal Injection live cast instead.
Oh!
You're listening to the only podcast that realistically simulates the sensation of anal sex. The Metal Injection Live Cast.
I want to be stereotyped. I want to be classified. To be classified.
Hello. This is your friend, Chuck Blandington. If you hate white people as much as I do, then you might as well turn this off now. Because this show is Honky Central. Fucking crackers.
Big Dad, I want to see my boy. Anybody see my boy?
Hey, you know, my goddamn daughter's been out here. What the fuck happened?
This is Chuck Blandington, reminding you, you can't spell AIDS without SID, and if you knew him like I do, you'd understand. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast at metalinjection.net. Wow! Those were some profound lyrics, right? Oh, please. You don't have a clue what that guy was saying either. That's why Rob likes this stuff. He doesn't have to focus on the words and can spend his time buying bulk potato chips on the internet. Here's another song on the Metal Injection live cast. Welcome back to the Metal Injection live cast. Nope. Just kidding. Bet you got excited, though. Sucker. Here's another lame song.
You thought they lost, see you at the wrong, but thought you were anywhere. Oh, look at you, Jersey, I'm in the business, it's good for you. In this situation, I don't know what to do. Oh, something makes me think, they don't have to be the one. Put up walls of this book, in your wicked sense of thought. You thought they lost, see you at the wrong, but thought you were anywhere. Oh, look at you, Jersey, I'm in the business, it's good for you. In this situation, I don't know what to do.
stuck in New Jersey. I'm in this prison, you've been for you. In this situation, I don't know what to do. I'm in this prison, you've been for you. In this situation, I don't know what to do. Let's go.
Sometimes I spend the music break just soaking in the tub with some candles lit. It takes me back to the good old days when Darren and I used to have sleepovers and wash each other's hair. Here's another love song on the Metal Injection live cast. Landington. America ranks 37th among industrialized nations in providing health care for its citizens. USA, USA, USA. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast. Be careful not to break any bones or you're fucked. And now, here's the show.
Oh, looks like Chuck is doing his own little Dave Mustaineism. Very is that, topical.
Is that number still accurate? 37?
I don't know.
We should update Chuck would that know. Like every like year.
Yeah, that's an old drop.
Yeah.
It's probably worse now.
Yeah, I would think.
So, Sid, you want to go through the playlist?
Sure. Let me just open up my phone and my notes there. Started off with DFL, as I said, like minor thready punk hardcore band that was produced by the Beastie Boys back in the day on their Grand Royal label that are back together now. What's going on?
She had to yell on Mike to pass the joint to me to get my attention. Thanks, Noah.
Tough to get your attention. After that, it was Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers with Born to Lose. He died of a heroin overdose a few years after recording that song, and that's why the solo in that song is okay, because he paid for it.
The only time it's okay to do a solo is when, Sid?
You end up dying for it later on. Okay. After that was the Descendants with Suburban Home. Great. One of the original pop punk bands that did it and didn't suck.
If you like any sort of rock music and you don't like the Descendants,
you're
just not doing it.
After that was Degenerated by Reagan Youth, who there's a solo in that song also, some people in the chat were noting, but the lead singer of that band also died. So once again, he paid for
that. Someone paid for that solo.
After that was Strange Light by Fugazi, which is one of their more fuckworthy songs. If you want to put that on a loop and lay down your lady or your man and your lady, your sheep, whatever you want, you just pump away on them. After that, Left of the Dial by The Replacements. If you don't know about The Replacements, you're also an asshole. After that, Hoboken by Operation Ivy, which I included because I saw some like Phoenix like online newspaper recently did like a list of the 10 most overrated punk bands or punk albums, and Operation Ivy was on that list,
which is wrong.
Fucking ridiculous.
One of the most timeless best. That one out, they just have that
energy.
One album.
It's like a compilation of everything they did. Yeah, they were not around very long. And then after that was the Minutemen with "This Ain't No Picnic." And
so this is fuck music.
Yeah, don't you think?
So that was a very good idea. Promo there.
I tried not to use any crutch phrases.
Yeah.
Good job.
We have a memo going around.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah, it was in my inbox.
You mean that wasn't a punk rock block?
I'm glad you didn't say keep it locked.
Oh,
keep
God.
It locked right doing? Here where it's at.
Lock it in and rip them out.
The worst thing is if you actually listen to any of the DJ, like...
Coming
no
up
one...
next, I have a double shot. Keep it locked. I don't want to say which college radio station I have to listen to in my car where they always say that, but it's
Why
horrendous.
Don't you want to say it? It's SOU.
It's the only college radio station we have to listen
yeah,
to.
Yeah, it's not like it's like, oh, I wonder what she's talking about. All it's right. very easy to figure out.
All right. Well, not if you're
But it's a college
of New York.
Station. Like, come on.
I know, but like a lot of them intern at Sirius, so why can't they just like learn?
Why don't you tell them? Go find them when they're at Sirius.
I know,
and
I want
them.
To, but they're not my
You
intern.
Know what? I feel like probably at college radio, those sort of... cliches are encouraged because they're like they want you to sound like what you hear on the radio.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in the professional world,
I don't know that they're encouraged.
I got a double shot of Dillinger's Escape Plan. Keep it locked. What the
oh,
fuck?
But wait a minute. Am I listening? Do we get SOU? In the...
Wait, I'm sorry. They sound a lot more mopey.
Can we listen to WSOU on the air right now, live?
Well, I will say, So I have to. I don't have a the CD player in my car doesn't work, and I'm too cheap to replace it. So I always listen to radio, and the only place where I drive to is my guitar lesson on Saturdays. And on Saturdays, they have this like reggae island show.
I gotta stop.
Rob just lit himself on fire.
Okay, so I dropped the joint. And I was like, oh, let me catch her with my shorts.
Episode title. Done.
Rob just set his penis on fire with a joint.
Nope. The burning. And I'm like, nope, not a good idea.
Rob, nice. Just, he made the Homer Simpson, like, shocked face.
Yeah, and started waving his hands.
Total.
Wait, so I was saying, okay, so Saturday mornings they have this, like, island music show. And the DJ plays music and then just, like, starts interrupting the song by, like, yelling, you're going to be happy
they
today.
They all do that. They
yes,
all fucking
you.
Like, all right, I all get right. it. Just let me listen.
I just want to say, we're saying this with love because
yeah.
SOU is great.
We used
and
to
the
do
fact,
college radio and sounded
yeah.
horrendous.
Yeah,
but.
And also just that there is something on the radio. Like, it's the only time you could hear metal at all in New York.
Okay, can I just say, though...
Sometimes, sometimes it's like, you know, punk or, like,
first
warped
of all,
or rock.
It's a sentimental value because, like Rob said, before the internet allowed streaming music and all that stuff, it was the only place to hear metal on the radio. But the
yeah.
DJs were always horrible. I don't see why the two things
no,
have to...
No, they used to be good because I remember listen, like, I learned about Clutch because of WSOU, and I remember I would always listen... When I like from our radio station, when I would drop you guys off at home or something.
Yeah.
But like the DJs were much better. I
but
I
it's
felt
just
like...
it's luck of the draw. If you're listening to someone who's like a senior or a grad student, obviously they have more experience and they're better.
Yeah.
But if you're listening to like a freshman sophomore, they're going to be horrible.
Yeah.
It just mattered.
And
when...
you could always tell who the freshman are. Cause like, wow, that was amazing.
Yeah.
No, they try to read their like the traffic report and they keep
yeah.
fumbling.
Yeah.
And then they
so
start
much
over.
Turnover that every 6 months it could be a completely different quality of radio station, depending on the incoming class.
Last night on Sunday Night Football, the Jets beat the Chargers 19-10.
Yeah.
Be careful if you're going over the Gothels Bridge. There is a three-car pileup.
But that's like that's the thing when you compare it to like us when we did Brooklyn College Radio. We knew no one was listening, so we didn't feel nervous. Like
I
when you're on
wish.
SOU, the Northeast is listening
yeah,
to you, so that's terrifying when you're 18 years old.
So do you remember, like, in order to get a show at our college radio station back in the day, you had to do the news or traffic report?
For a while, that was the rule.
Okay,
and then
so,
I became the program director that I just gave shows to my friends.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I used to do the news and traffic, yeah. and I wish that I could hear myself.
Oh, yeah. I had to do that, but I did it on Lonnie's show, so I was completely
I think
like,
I may have done – no, well, I did it on, like, a music show or something.
Yeah. But yeah, then, I always ended up doing it on friends' shows. So
I feel like I did that for maybe 2 weeks, and then they were like, "Oh, you could have a show."
Yeah,
you were like, "You." Were
yeah, yeah. I think it
show.
Probably was me by then. Yeah, so I'm like, "Yeah, you're cool."
I used good to enough. Do. I was just telling some. I think I was telling Rachel about this, but I used to do a music show, and it's like, what did I talk about? I wish that I could hear
shows
it.
That
Metal
you
Mania.
Yeah.
Did you actually ID the songs and all that? Or you just played stuff.
I played stuff and then I like talked about it.
Your show was on like right
before Worst
my show.
Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worst Radio.
And then I stuck around.
Played an hour of metal.
A Campion would like to know, Noah, is your guitar teacher the rabbi guitarist that plays Get Clarity?
No, he's Italian.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You sure he's not a Yid?
I'm positive. I wouldn't go to music classes from Yiddish people. No, don't play this.
I love this song.
Come on, listen to this man's tone. It's fantastic.
Yeah, he's using the F string. This is Get Clarity, ladies and gentlemen, on WSOU.
I think last week I finally got this out of my head, so thanks for rebooting.
I'll end with beginning. It's very safe at the Ben Gurion Airport. There's no bombs going off now.
It's just as safe as LAX.
It's just like Los Angeles.
Oh my God.
Come to fly. LD planes. Landing safe. Oh, don't pay attention to that. That was a bomb somewhere very far from here. Probably in Qatar.
Wow, it's been almost a year because Rosh Hashanah is coming up now. In 2 months.
We're all delousing our beards. It's time for all this new year. You gotta see this guy's raggedy ass beard in this video.
Rosh Hashanah time to get clarity. Rosh Hashanah time to get clarity.
Oh, this is gonna get stuck in my head.
Yeah, 100%.
We didn't cut that kid's balls off yet. He's not ready. That's just the way his voice sounds.
Hey. Oh my God.
It's crazy that the guy on Facebook was able to get this dude's picture into that.
Into that metal. I bet that they play this for their mothers, and their mothers were like, "You did this by yourself? Wow. You made this recording?
Moishi.
With a computer? You are, my son is so intelligent."
But couldn't you, like, maybe, you know, be a doctor?
But you know what? Your vocals could be up a little, but otherwise it's a great song.
It's like not a little waste of time, no?
I mean, don't you have an exam to study for? Possibly fly to Israel later?
At least you're not blogging.
That Rebbe, the Rebbe didn't touch you, right? He's, keep him away from your peepee.
No more than usual.
This is so awful. Weird Al's version is much better.
What's Weird Al's version? What's the...
Tacky.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, that's not the same song, though. He did that in the polka medley, Get Lucky.
Okay.
But then he did Happy, the one that we hated that Rob likes. Weird Al's album is number one.
Yeah, good for him.
Well, he's like the last person that still puts out albums.
That's true.
Which competition.
Also, he got a lot of
promo
online.
Publicity.
Yeah. Well, he did like 9 million interviews. Yeah. That's why.
Also, he did those 8 videos in 8 days, which Darren was upset about, or not upset, disappointed, I should say. Right?
They weren't very good videos. This is a great.
Well,
I mean,
quantity over quality. Clearly,
I am the Weird Al guy. Clearly, on this podcast, but I have obviously a very high standard for Weird. I think this is one of his best albums. Like, hands down.
Mm-hmm.
But the videos are horrible. Like Rob said, I understand why he did it.
There was one that was just, like, one shot, like a continuous one shot. Which
That's this one. That was this one.
Yeah.
Well, one of the reasons, though, is that the label did not put any money towards promo, because this was his last album. He's apparently having a bad falling out. So, basically, he went to all of these websites, like Funny or Die, College Humor, Nerdist. And he sold the idea of doing a video just for their site. So basically, he had online video budgets as opposed to traditional music video budgets, which are much smaller.
Did he come to Metal Injection?
We did not get that offer.
I totally understand the financial aspect of it, and I'm not mad at Weird Al, but I just wish in an ideal world that he would have made like two great $1 million videos and not like, you know, $20,000 videos.
Yeah, I feel like for most of these videos, or really all of them, I didn't really even watch the whole thing. I was like, alright, I get it.
Yeah,
like
it's not necessary.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to remember the last, before this album, the last Weird Al video that I can think of.
White and Nerdy? That was two albums.
That was two albums.
Yeah, see, it's been a while.
The last Lady album Gaga. Was the Lady Gaga one, which was
I don't think I saw that one.
It's not good. I didn't like that song to begin with. You know, he rushed that out because basically the last three albums, he's been competing with people just making parodies online.
Yeah.
And he's late with them. By the time this album comes out, you have to put 12 songs together. Yeah. And people have done that song that he's parodying like 400 times. So with the Lady Gaga one, he just waited till the last second when his album was about to come out, like a week before. He wrote and produced a song for a song that was current and made that the lead single. And it was just a shit. It wasn't like, I don't know. It was a shitty song to begin with. And his parody wasn't all that.
Darren, Steve Harvey asks, has Weird Al ever made any metal parodies?
Well, metal, I wouldn't say metal.
He's done like Nirvana.
Nirvana would be the like cool. He had a Metallica song in one of his polka medleys, Enter Sandman. No, I don't think I couldn't think
he
of
typically
one.
Typically parodies profits.
You should sell him grocery.
Nah. Yeah, I don't think he'd be interested in that.
You never know.
What do you mean? Of course you would.
There is a Foo Fighters style parody on this album. Which
Foo Fighters
really
have
good.
Style?
Well, you know what I mean. Come on. Shitting all over the
Taking
Foo
Fighters. Dave Grohl down a peg, finally.
You like the Foo Fighters or earlier?
Yeah, I like their like first couple of albums.
This is what
it's
sounds like.
Been a long
like,
time.
And there's a Pixies style parody on.
Yeah, that
the
one
Pixies
was really
one
well
was
done.
Great.
Yeah.
And if Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Staying topical, staying current with the Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
He always does that. He has like one that's an older song, and you know that's his pattern.
True.
Anyway.
Which is your favorite one, Rob?
My favorite is It's All About the Pentiums.
Oh, ever, you mean? Or this?
Oh,
album?
Ever, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this
that
album.
That's a great song.
That or... I guess Eat It.
Yeah, Eat It is one of my favorites.
But that's like the Sandman of Weird Al. It's like...
All right.
Rob, you're a poser, Weird Al.
Well, no, it's all about the Pentiums. That's my relatively obscure Weird Al pick.
What's that one about?
Computer.
Of course.
Which is why White and Nerdy kind of felt like a rehash, because he already did nerd jokes in this one.
Well, yeah, but this is specifically computer.
Yeah, you're right.
I think White and Nerdy is one of my favorite parodies. Amish Paradise. That's
that was a really good one.
Yeah. That video was like my favorite for a while.
And Gump, that's also an underrated one. You know that one?
Yeah. Hmm.
This song is way more popular than the actual song.
Yeah.
I've never heard this before. How old is this?
Like, way old.
Really?
99.
Oh, my God.
99. This is the same album with the Star Wars one.
I'm friends with Bill Gates. I call him Money for short. I call him up at home and make him do my tech support. That's sick flow.
Why can't we get him on the podcast?
You probably could.
Like, why don't you just call us?
I tried.
You should ask Dave Hill. Maybe he has a hookup.
Oh, yeah.
The comedy community.
I went through his publicist.
Dave Hill's publicist over there?
Weird Al's publicist.
And they just ignored you? Or?
No. Well, it didn't work out, the scheduling.
Oh. Oh, that's right.
He could have done it during the week,
right?
But he couldn't do it on Sunday.
That's why, yeah.
There was like a 10-minute window like that they told us about 12 hours before. They're like, oh, hey, you can do it here. And like, we would love to, but no. Sorry.
Could you have filled 10 minutes with Weird Al, Rob, if it was just you and him?
I wanted Darren to do it.
But if it was you?
Sure.
What would you have asked him?
I would ask him.
Because Darren's like such a huge Weird Al fan, he might be able to just answer whatever Weird Al would have answered. So maybe you could do it right now. Just reenact it, and Darren will be Weird Al.
Okay. Hey, Weird Al, first off, I just want to say my friend Darren is a really big fan of yours.
Oh, that's great. Why isn't he here?
Well, he was umpiring a baseball game. So
I got to go.
Really nice. He wouldn't say that.
Yeah, Weird Al isn't a prima donna like that. Come on, Darren.
Can I tell you a story about Weird Al that happened at school?
Oh, you met Weird Al recently, right?
Yeah.
Does it involve him not washing his hands in the bathroom?
No.
Because I've told that story already.
No, it's a different story. So he came back.
I still don't believe that, by the way.
Dude, I was there.
He came back to the show that I work on, and we had this woman call in who was a huge fan of his, and she was like, please, can I talk to him? And I said, yeah, of course.
Was it the pet psychic?
No.
Okay.
No, it was
that would be weird.
A truck driver. So she asked him about, like, how he got Kurt Cobain's permission to parody a song. It was actually, like, a really good question. And then she goes, oh, if you have anything, like a tissue or a cup or something that you could autograph, I'd love to have your signature. So he left her his coffee cup. He autographed it, and I sent it to her.
Okay.
Nice.
But it was so nice. He didn't have to do that.
No, of course.
He could have just said yes, you know, and then left.
Yeah. What did he put, like, a message, or did he just sign his name and that was it?
He signed. I mean, he didn't even finish his coffee, but he signed it.
Did you send it with the coffee still?
No, I spilled it.
You didn't drink Weird Al's coffee? Leavens?
I was thinking about sending that part of it to Darren.
Coffee leaving?
Would you have drank it?
I'm not that kind of fan. I don't give a shit about that, like, memorabilia.
But that, then, like, maybe if there was some backwash in it, you could ingest part of Weird Al.
Or you can save the DNA.
I've met Weird Al before.
But did you drink any of his saliva?
I don't want
when
to drink his saliva. When I worked at a certain record store.
Okay. And how was the meeting?
He was a nice guy. We just, like, talked for a few minutes. You know, I told him I'm the Weird Al guy in this store, you know, and he's like, oh, okay, you know. And then we just – oh, you know, I actually asked him a pretty good question. It was about Napster at the time because I was like, did you go on Napster? It was like 15 years ago or something. And I said, what do you do with all these parodies that are there, that shitty parodies that people just write? And then it says Weird Al Yankovic is the artist, you know. He's like, that's actually a really good question because there's really nothing you can do. I just have to live my life, like,
aww,
with people thinking that these shitty songs are written by me. He didn't say shitty. It's family-friendly,
yeah,
but
wow,
it's a PG.
And that was my meeting with Weird Al. He actually came into the stores right after 9/11, and it was when, like, remember they had that horrible tribute show with Adam Sandler?
At Madison Square Garden?
Yeah. We had that, like, for sale on DVD, and it was playing, and he stood there and watched the whole thing from beginning to end for, like, 2 or 3 hours.
What a cheap bastard. He couldn't just buy the DVD?
Weird Al did this?
Weird Al. He just stood there in the
store. He had 3 hours just to watch a fucking...
I swear, I'm not making this
was
up.
Was he there for a signing, or was he just shopping and then stood there?
I remember
when that was on live, I was, like, at a bar, and I was going in and out of the bar.
You were too young to be at a bar then. What the hell?
I was not too young to be at a bar.
No, he was 21 or 20.
It was
no.
You were 19 when 9/11 happened.
Oh well, I was definitely at the bar.
You were 18. 85.
Yeah, I don't know how
fuck.
I got in this bar.
How 83. Do you not remember your age?
He had Uncle Gannett's fake ID.
Oh.
Oh, you're right. I was it because I was I was still in college, so that's weird.
83.
How was
you
I
were
at
born?
A bar? I was still in college too.
Yeah. How was I at a bar? I don't know, but I was at a bar. We were going out to smoke pot and coming back in. Maybe because I was high, but I just kept remembering looking over to the TV and being like, this thing is still on?
It was a DVD of it, so it wasn't the
whole
thing.
It might have been trimmed down, yeah, because this is a long-ass fucking special.
So he stood there and watched the whole thing. I'm more interested in you being 18. You just turned 18. Your birthday is September 2nd.
Right.
So it was like 9 days after your 18th birthday.
Correct. Well, this was like a month after.
And you were smoking pot back then. At what age did you start smoking pot?
It was definitely the 9/11 tribute.
Rob's
I remember.
9/11 story doesn't add up. This makes me question everything.
Wait, no. Seriously. We looked up what it was like 99 when I first smoked pot. Or 96. It was like at one of those dysfunctional family picnics.
Oh, in 1999?
Something like that. Hold on. I'll tell you the exact
date. I mean, like, you continued doing it after
that? No, I think by the time...
I don't know.
It's all crumbling. All
That was still very early on in my pot exploration. That was before I was, like, smoking on my own.
Because
the guy I was with was my enabler.
Champion 95 says, this story is full of potholes.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
This one was, 2000 was the first year I saw. So this is already a year into my pot.
Oh, okay.
Steve Harvey wants to know, at what age did you start sounding?
TBD. As yet to happen.
Could
how
be.
How about tribidism? All right, remind me, which disgusting thing is sounding again?
That's when you put a tuning fork in your dick hole.
Is that true, or you just...
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's...
No, that's real. We were looking at pictures.
I think I confused it with docking.
No, that's...
Docking is the fourth.
That's way more wholesome.
Yeah.
It is. You know, there's no extra props. It's just the dudes, one putting his dick in the other guy's foreskin.
Ultramanthus Quank says...
Ultramanthus what?
Ultramanthus Cack.
Oh, yes. He's back from last week.
Our old conversation is proof that marijuana affects the memory.
Oh, yeah.
How did I get in this, Rob? I mean, September 11th, never forget.
Yeah.
You've forgotten everything.
No, not about that. I remember
September 11th. That it happened.
I remember the tribute show.
Do you remember what day it was?
I just don't remember what I was doing.
Do you remember the date of September 11th?
It was like around the 10th or something.
Good enough.
It's worse than not remembering. He's remembering all wrong facts.
Yeah.
About
no, I remember vividly what I was in, like, an intro to acting class.
Oh, God.
And our professor didn't show up because she lived in the city. So, obviously, it happened, like, right
she
before
was on the plane.
I got into class. And I remember that a girl in the class was hysterically crying because her dad works. He works in this building that the second building that collapsed, and all I could do is make really insensitive Arab jokes at the time.
Distance yourself from it?
Just my defense. Distance myself? No. Oh, it was just like, this was before it was like, it was thought to be like a terrorist thing. At first it was like an accident.
Uh-huh.
So then I was like, how
so
does someone
girl's
accidentally...
sitting here crying and you're like making
and
jokes.
You're going,
and I was like, oh, God, I'm
was she cute at least?
She was attractive. But to be fair, she was at the other side of the class, and this was
But you're
me.
Such a loud talker.
I wasn't
definitely
that loud,
heard you.
But I was like, oh, I'm terrible. And then I went to the radio station, our college radio uh-huh. station. We basically just hung out and, like, listened to the radio and hearing, like, oh, it, you know, hearing it all unfold. And then eventually I made
I don't think
funny.
I went in that day.
I made my way back home. Actually, my friend picked me up, my friend Jeff, our friend Jeff.
You got your high?
He never smoked.
So you were in class or at a bar?
No. I was
at a bar for the.
I was in the class in the first class, but then once everything happened, they canceled the day, the school day.
Wait, so did you go to a bar on Flatbush Avenue?
I said I went to the radio station.
The bar was when he watched the tribute show.
The tribute show a month later.
It's fun to watch two potheads piece together this narrative. Like, a couple of blind people trying to cross
How did I get into this bar? This is a great... I mean, I guess I looked 21? I don't know. This was in Queens.
Why
were you in Queens?
Was it Castle Heights? You had a show?
No, it was definitely not. It was a bar.
Who do you know in Queens?
I didn't know anybody in Queens.
So
my,
how the fuck did you
my
get to Queens?
My marijuana enabler at the time knew people in Queens, and that's why we went there.
Strike one.
He's not alive either, so...
Jeez.
It's okay. He didn't overdose of marijuana. He overdosed of something else.
Yeah. That's what happens when you hang out in Queens.
Yeah, I
you
gotta
stay the fuck away from there.
Touche.
Rob did stay the fuck away from Queens.
Yeah, once I went there once, I'm like, no, never again.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't have left. I had to wait till my friend was...
Didn't you just take the train?
I didn't even know where I was. I don't know. Yeah, this was before Google Maps.
You just get on a train. Figure it out.
Wow.
Everything stops at 42nd. Just get on this whatever train. And
everything
does not
stop at. That's incorrect.
Everything. It's the hub.
Incorrect.
Stop somewhere in Manhattan. And then you figure it out.
That's fair. Almost every train stops somewhere in Manhattan.
Yeah.
There's only one train that does not.
The Staten Island one?
The G.
I still refuse to believe that's a real train.
It is a train.
I've been on it. I still don't believe that it's a real train. I don't know what the fuck that is.
By the way, we have some audio of Rob telling those Arab jokes. On
oh,
show.
No.
You dirty-ass camel fuckers.
Oh, no.
Wow. Ow.
That's wrong.
Why did I agree to that?
Very insensitive, Rob.
And this is what he said at the bar during the 9/11 tribute.
You want to eat some mushrooms and have some gay sex?
Now we know why he went to Queens.
Smegging my sub?
Oh. He could be a whole different person in Queens. Nobody knows him.
Yeah.
It's a whole different Rob. He's having mushrooms.
Thank you, Miss Minaj. I am a stupid hoe.
I don't think I've ever heard that one before. Or at least I'm stoned enough to believe I've never heard that.
Yeah, you forgot if you did hear
it. You were at a bar when you said it.
Can you can down a dick?
Well, that, I'm not ashamed of that. That's a good, honest question.
Is that one of the ones you asked Weird Al?
Hey, Weird Al, can you down a dick?
And then before he answers, just take your pants off.
Oh, down my dick?
Yeah. What other one is he? He's not going to go down on himself. I mean, he's
oh, well, this would have been a phoner, so I'd be taking my pants off for nothing.
Lame.
Well, other than having my pants off, that's yeah, more comfortable.
I assume if you're doing a phone interview, why would you be dressed in the first place?
This is the most sexually charged topic that Weird Al has been a part of ever.
Even in his personal life.
Yeah, he just avoids that. Yeah. Though. He's family friendly.
He's not even an Orthodox Jew, but he still fucks with a sheep with a hole in it. Just because.
Yeah, to be family friendly.
Does he have a wife and kids?
Yes.
Like, what's his deal?
He has a daughter.
What does his wife look like? Have you, Darren, do you know? Are we aware?
Moderately attractive.
Okay.
It's not like a supermodel or anything.
She look like Bonnie Franklin?
No.
Kind of a... I feel like that's what he would be with.
A handsome woman.
QF. She's a handsome woman, you say?
Oh, she's normal.
Yeah, she's just a normal-looking woman.
Describe her, Sid.
She looks like she's in a kidnapping.
Okay,
she looks very scared in these pictures. She looks like she could be Tegan and Sarah's aunt.
Here's a picture of his family.
Very, very normal looking.
The weird thing with him is he's like, how old is he now? He's got to be, what, in his 50s?
55, I think.
He still looks like a kid.
Yeah. I don't see that at all.
He does not look like an old, like that. He looks like he's posing with his mom.
No, he looks like, maybe just because you know.
The hair and the skin is so porcelainy. He does not look like a 50-something-year-old man.
Well, he doesn't look 50-something, but he certainly looks like an adult.
He certainly aged the last 15 years that you can really see it.
He's the world's oldest teenager. He's taken that mantle from the late Dick Clark.
He's going to be 55 next year in October.
Wow. I feel like Jim Norton looks older than Weird Al.
I would say so.
Definitely. We were just talking about that during the break.
Yeah.
How old he looks. I think he looks 40. He's 40 and he looks 40.
Oh, I guess. Yeah. He looks like a hard 40.
Yeah.
There's different kinds of 40.
As opposed to the soft 40.
Yeah.
It's all those tranny hookers that he fucks.
Well, it adds up.
You're not supposed to say tranny.
What's the proper nomenclature?
Transgender
hookers. He calls them trannies, though.
And they still fuck them, so clearly they're okay with it.
Wait,
back off.
What's a shemale?
That's that. You know,
that is also
chick with a dick.
It's also
word.
These are all derogatory. Let's not be transphobic, gentlemen.
Yeah, gentlemen.
But
I know.
if you watch RuPaul's Drag Race, they say all of that stuff.
No, they've taken it all out. There was a big controversy about it.
I heard RuPaul on WTF podcast within the last couple of months, and he said that he uses those terms. And
but on the show, no, they took it all out. Like
but
the shemale in the beginning, they've
added all the time.
Not anymore. They
went back and edited it out of old episodes?
Yeah.
That's weird.
There was like a whole... Because
he was very unapologetic about it when he was talking
about
it.
Well, I think it's more the network than him.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird.
Well, they don't want to like stir up any... They just want, you know, advertisers.
Yes,
because
people take all their social cues from a reality show about drag queens competing with each other.
Maybe, that's their highest rated show.
Oh, I'm sure. Can you name another show? Do they do the Golden Girls reruns on there?
I think they do.
All right. So.
Wait, what channel is it?
Logo.
They do Golden Girls?
Probably, I think.
Yeah.
Because B. Arthur.
She wasn't gay.
But are they just
she's still like a gay
icon.
They have Roseanne on now. It's just whatever programming
filler.
to fill the TV.
Jim you should Norton get them showing old metal injection episodes.
Just like, if they got hours to fill, why
like
not?
Old Judas Priest clips.
We do mention docking quite a bit.
Yeah.
No, we're that's docking, not docking.
Bug chasing. We talk about all of that.
We mentioned docking more than docking. I got news for you.
that's our poll quote. Like, Metal Injection Livecast. We talk about docking more than docking.
More docking than docking.
Do you think when they tour now, like, they get confused, like, gay couples showing up? Like, wait, what is this? I thought this was a whole other thing, like a convention.
More sounding than Soundgarden.
Well, that's definitely true.
Yeah.
You don't really cover Soundgarden.
Just saying.
Yeah.
You don't cover docking either.
No. Have you ever?
I've covered Soundgarden more than I've covered Docking.
Well, just recently, because they're touring with Nine Inch Nails. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
did you post that story?
Yeah.
There you go.
Jim Norton is 44, by the way.
Okay. Even still, it's a hard 44.
Sure.
Whatever
hard
age
44.
It is, it's a hard. I'm sure he would admit. I'm sure if you asked him, he wouldn't say he looks good for his age.
Of course. So very self-deprecating.
Yeah. Ultramantis Cack says, Sounding Garden. That would be a gay Soundgarden cover band. I guess it doesn't have to be gay.
Or
it
would just
straight
be
in
like
it.
A little meadow where
they
guys
just
stuck
it's
things
a BDSM
up the
Soundgarden cover band.
I'm going to go on a limb. I don't think many straight guys are pounding tuning forks. Into
how do you know?
Well, I don't.
I don't
way,
know why you have to. I don't know how that has to. Do
I'm
with
sure heteronormal men would not be into it, but the more adventurous.
I think what it is just you'd have a harder time finding a woman who would be willing to do that to you.
Yeah, that's probably
than
true.
Another dude.
Yeah.
So it's not even the gay straight thing. It's just if you don't want to do it alone, odds are you're gonna have to have a dude do it.
So you're saying two straight cisgender men wouldn't get together and pound a tuning fork?
More likely than a straight man and a straight woman.
Hey, there's nothing gay about that. It's just a little physical.
Hey, physical. I cut your hair. You leave. You come over to my house. I pound a tuning
totally
fork.
Totally straight.
I get pound a tuning fork into your gag hole.
Hey, you want to come over and you borrow my tuning fork?
No,
no big deal.
A barber wouldn't use it. He'd just take the scissors that he cut your hair with. And just closed, not open.
No.
But then if you act up, he'll open them and try you and split you.
Listen, it's not gay or nothing, but
my
you know,
dick hole hurts.
I want to. Can I
alternate
take your
episode title?
Can I stretch out your balls and tie them around your back? Is that okay with you?
With a little ball stretching,
and then I'll
these are all drops, please, someone.
And I'll pepper them with a little Vitalis. You know, is that okay?
He absolutely has.
A little blue liquid in the bottle. It's not nothing gay or nothing. I, you know, I'm just bored.
Do you guys like your balls being played with, or you
yeah.
they get touched?
Of course, who doesn't like that?
Yeah, I'm indifferent to it.
Really?
Yeah.
So what, indifferent meaning?
I'm not against it, but it's not something I really.
So did your wife like adopt to it and stop doing it then?
I don't really. When she'll do it once in a blue moon, but I don't say anything one way or the other.
Right,
just
okay.
Into her being down there is great, but like the ball, it's like whatever.
The I'm
ball
a fan of
to be focused.
Yeah. I like that. I like a little sometimes a little tension on the balls and then spread it all around.
Fair enough. I don't know. Also, I feel like they probably smell because there's ball sweat. unless I'm fresh out of the shower.
I mean, but also, it's like if your balls smell, your dick is smelling too. It's not like one or the other.
Balls.
Well, that's true. I agree with Sid because the balls are in a more tucked
swampy.
Away
it's more swampy.
Don't you think it's in a more...
To his body,
so I'm too empathetic. I can't. I feel bad for
But don't you feel like the swampiness of the balls would be equal to the swampiness of the part of the dick that's hanging on the balls?
You have a dick too, Rob. You should know this already.
I'm saying I think the swampiness of my under dick is equal because it's hanging on the balls.
No, but your balls hang down right near your asshole.
But the thing is also...
What?
The under dick gets swampy when it's flaccid, and then it gets hard, so there's way more skin that wasn't swampified because it was... smooshed clothes.
But the flaccid... Okay.
So it gets less swampy that way.
It's a very scientific comment.
This one's for Sid, by the way. A guy sounding with a pair of scissors is a Chuck Palahniuk story.
Yeah, probably. I think I read that book. It was when they all lock themselves in that warehouse and tell horrible stories to each other. Scream, I think that one was called or something.
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of
that. I read, after a while, it was just the same fucking shit. It's like weird stuff and then a crazy twist and woo, the whole world turns up. It's like... It's like Fight Club was the first one, and each one after was like 10% worse.
Choke, was that one of them?
Yeah. They made a movie of that one.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. With, what's his face?
Jim Norton?
the guy who sort of looks like him. It had Gillian Jacobs from Community. She was topless in that movie, which is very nice. This was before Community.
Weird Al Yankovic?
Fuck, what's that guy's name? The character actor. He's in like a million things. He played Chuck Barris.
Oh, and Sam Rockwell?
Yes. He was the star of that movie.
Oh yeah, okay. I think I saw it.
It was all right.
Yeah.
Was it about a guy that just likes to asphyxiation? Sexually?
Sort of. He like chokes at restaurants on purpose because people will save his life and then they feel responsible for him, so he gets money from them.
Oh.
And it's like a whole thing, and then... there's a nurse, but he's not sure if she's really there or not. It's very, it's like Chuck Palahniuk by the numbers.
It's a by the numbers weird movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not streaming on Netflix.
Darn. It was. I don't even know if it was in theaters. Maybe it was for like a week. in like smaller art house type theaters, and then it was done. It was okay. Mm. But now he's writing like a sequel to Fight Club, but as a graphic novel.
Yeah. I'd give it a shot.
I don't know that Fight Club needs a sequel.
I agree.
That was sort of a perfect ending, I thought.
But I feel like, he wouldn't just like do this to cash in. You know, probably has an idea.
When was the last time you heard his name in any context?
I don't know.
It's been a while.
He's been writing Yelp reviews.
Recently. He finally finished that Kiss book. It took a lot of his creative time away.
He's a New York Times best-selling novelist.
So
am
I. I wonder how he feels about Obamacare.
What a coincidence.
A few other things I wanted to bring up on the show since we're winding down. Whoa.
What was that?
It sounded like a burp.
It was
Oh, okay.
So there's this a vocal cover of a Suicide Silence song, which I think if you heard the original Suicide Silence song, Sid and Darren, you'd probably trash it.
No, a vocal cover is just someone singing something?
Yes.
Why can't you just say that then?
Wait, a vocal cover meaning there's no instrumental back?
Well, basically, yeah, he's playing the track and then singing over it. Now, now I know what you're saying. This is why are we even paying attention to this? Because it's so bad.
But of course.
But hold on.
I missed one thing. Who's doing this?
Some dude on YouTube.
Just a guy.
Okay. Just a guy, yeah.
Bored guy. Now I'm the last one, so just go fucking
your school. This is pretty bad, but hold on. 5 seconds.
Is this really that much worse than Suicide Silence?
Yeah, it's true. I gotta agree with Sid there.
It's definitely.
Now the real question to ask here is: was he wearing a helmet while doing that?
No.
Well,
there was no helmet.
The guy doesn't learn from his predecessors.
Can you play that screaming and squealing again?
Well, this is the real one.
Is this with the dead singer or the new singer?
Yeah.
I gave you an either-or question. You can't say yes.
Yeah. This is with the original vocal.
Okay.
The one that died.
Mitch.
These are the original screams.
Also, it's easier to pull this off when you've got auto-tune in a studio.
Fair enough.
You're just like some
he pulls it off live. He pulls it off 16-year-old
live. In your room.
So what were you saying?
He doesn't do anything live now. No, I was going to say that squealing, I thought at first that was audio from you at the bar during that 9/11 tribute.
So why would I be squealing?
I don't know. You're 18. You're having a good time.
My balls dropped at that point.
Woo!
You were doing your Edith Bunker.
Archie! Archie!
Jesus!
You showed up doing that voice thinking they'll never think I'm 18 if I'm talking like this.
Get out of the chair there, meathead.
Also, the president of Indonesia is a metalhead.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Joko Widodo.
This is great news.
That's a drop. Say that again.
Awesome.
Just call him Joko.
Joko Widodo. That's his name.
His name is probably like Frank Summers or something like that. It's just
I'm sorry. It's probably Joko Widodo.
No. Don't make
fun of his name. That's like John Smith in Indonesia.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to say that for the news blitz. So like
really? Is there footage of that?
Yeah.
Can we play that?
No, I don't have it.
I guarantee you laughed. How many takes did that take?
Joko Widodo.
I tried listening to like a news broadcast so I could like...
And they laughed.
Yeah, no.
I did it correctly?
Yeah.
This is Noah Aviar with the news. Jojo Widodo.
It's Joko.
Jojo Widodo.
He's a big fan of Metallica, Napalm Death.
Jojo Agogo is a big fan of Metallica. No, Jojo Agogo is the metal fest that they have every summer in Indonesia. That's not the president. You got it mixed up.
In other news, at Ben Jojo Widodo Airport, it's very safe. There are no bombs going off, just like LAX.
You should come visit sometime.
We have now a clip from the security manager of Ben Gogo Airport.
It's really safe. You should come. It's just safer than Indonesia.
And thank you, and that has been the serious news.
Is that what I sound like to you, yes. Darren?
Yes. That's your news lady voice.
Damn it.
Thank you for listening to SiriusXM.
A lot of free plugs.
Coming up next, Cousin Brucey Widodo.
But I think that's really cool. He's a man of the people. Getting elected in
no
Indonesia.
Human rights violations yet?
Nope.
Yeah.
And it's so cool. I was doing like an image search to find a photo for the article, and there's photos of him like at a metal festival rocking out to Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah, it's the JoJo Agogo Fest. We were just talking about it. Where
no,
were you?
Come on.
What?
He was at the JoJo Agogo in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles, Indonesia.
I wonder if we have any listeners from Indonesia.
One of the largest countries in the world. I can't see why not.
The center of Jakarta.
If you voted for Joko Widodo, call in now.
What's the number?
646-929-1357.
I think we have Josh in Wales online. Let's see. Josh, is that you? Yes, hello.
How did you know?
I just figured.
How's it going, guys?
The only person that calls us.
Yeah, he saw an Australian number, and he knew right away it was from Wales.
That joke never fails to please.
So what's up?
Yeah, you said to call in, so I did.
Thank you.
Cool, all right, thanks
you
for...
You make for good show.
Oh, yeah. I want to say thanks for playing Descendants, Sid. One of my favorite bands of all time.
Nice.
I'm probably going to get a Milo tattoo soon.
Which one? Just the generic, like, goes to college?
Yeah, the goes to college one, because I want to see if I can actually take the pain with something so simple.
It wouldn't hurt. Yeah, that's not going to hurt. That's just like...
Sid's got it. Sid could do it.
Where are you going to get it?
Probably on my arm, in the most generic place possible.
On your arm? Okay. That works. How far are you from London, by the way? Like, is it a long trip, or is it a quick ride on the tube?
It's definitely not a quick ride. It's probably about 200 miles or so, 4 hours in a car.
Goes to Wales.
I don't know.
Well,
no. Gonna be in London.
I'm going to be in
jolly London
in like a little over a month, and if you were close, we could maybe meet at a pub or something. That's what you call them over there, right?
That is, depending on the vibe of the place.
Get some bangers and mash. Try to relate to you.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
You're going to be in a few different places that on your
Iceland, yeah, but I don't think we have any Icelandic fans that
maybe
I know
maybe we
of,
do.
Or
maybe,
Scottish.
Maybe you can meet Bjork.
Kempion is in Ireland. Like, do you want to meet Kempion? Are you going to be in Ireland?
Is he in Ireland, really? I thought
he
was
come
to
Ireland.
He is from Ireland.
I have no idea. I thought he was in the States.
Whereabouts in London are you going to be?
I don't know. I don't think, like, in the middle of London. Like,
I was going to say, because it's a pretty big place.
I've never been before. I don't know. My wife has a friend who lives
quite
thereabouts, and we're staying with her somewhere over there. I don't know. We'll be around.
What's your number?
What's my number?
Don't say your number.
Well,
how old are you, Josh?
I am nearly 19. I'm 19 next month.
Is it weird for me to go to a foreign country and meet up with a teenager, a teenage boy?
At a pub?
That's probably illegal.
Wow. It's of course it's legal. It's not that weird. But,
what's the drinking age?
You know, we've never met.
What's the drinking age?
Oh, yeah, the drinking age is 18.
Oh.
Legal for 18 years old. Yeah.
There you go.
You're fine, Sid.
Cool. How much do you weigh? Yeah. Your cheap date? How quick until you're drunk?
I have quite a high metabolism, so it takes me a while.
Oh.
Would you bring your wife to meet Josh, or would that have to be like you break away?
Well, my wife is probably interested in going to a lot of museums, and I'm not really the museum type. I don't know if you can guess, so maybe this could be something I do.
Oh, there's a
museum.
There is a World War II museum in London.
Is there any artillery there?
Take selfies there.
Rubble.
There is a lot of artillery.
Like Auschwitz selfie girl, I could be the new one.
Oh, that was so funny. Oh, that was such a great story. Rob and I had a friend that his he posted that basically saying what an idiot. And should I mean, I don't know if people know about this. The girl took a selfie at Auschwitz smiling ear to ear, you know. And so she got criticized. But anyway, he posted this.
But, like, how old is she? Like, 15 or something?
No, no, no. I mean,
so she posted it to Twitter with, like, a smiley face.
Yeah.
And the story is that her father would study World War II history with her, and they always had the goal to go to Auschwitz.
Right.
To visit the place they learned about.
Uh-huh.
And he died a year before. And on the one-year anniversary, she went to visit it, and it made her happy to be in Auschwitz a year after her dad died.
Let me ask you a question. He studied Auschwitz with her. How good of a job did he do teaching her Auschwitz if she would go there and put a fucking big-ass shit-eating grin on her?
I feel like people these days with selfie culture and all that are just trained, like, if there's a camera in front of them, they have to smile.
I agree.
Like, it's reflex.
But I feel that that has to be criticized in order for it to go away.
But also, she's like a little kid. I don't know.
I understand. I'm not saying they should string her up or anything, but to point out that it's stupid.
I'm more annoyed that she had her top on when she posed for the picture. Like, what's wrong with that? She's always taking naked photos.
Yeah. I don't. There's no excuse for that. It's incredibly stupid. But, you know, she's, like you said, she's young. Good. Hope she learns from it. But you can't sit there and tell me it's not stupid because her father
But all kids are stupid.
That's not true.
So, hold on. But without arguing
about
this.
Not you, Josh, though. You're smart.
So, our friend.
And then his wife chimed in.
His wife chimed in and was like, well, wait, what's your viewpoint on this?
What's your point? Like, she basically disagreed and said, you know, what's wrong with that?
Wait, on World War II or the girl?
So just to give a little more context, his wife constantly posts selfies.
Yeah.
And this is a grown woman.
Are you allowed to say?
We'll say off the air who she is.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to find the story here. And she's like, what's your viewpoint on this? And he's just like, she's being narcissistic and inappropriate.
Right.
And he's like, so do you think all people who take selfies are being narcissistic?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you asked.
And basically after that, a couple of guys chimed in and took her side, and they just started telling, like, funny Nazi death jokes.
Oh, great.
That's what it devolved into.
Wow.
Hold on.
All right, we're holding.
Here we go.
It's only 5 minutes after the show
ends.
Yeah, it's okay. What's your opinion on this? And then he goes, I get her reasoning, but definitely not the place for a selfie, no matter the expression. And then he adds, at least it wasn't a duck face, which was an amazing backhanded insult because this girl only takes photos with duck faces.
Wait, but this is his wife? His wife,
on Facebook.
Yes. It's a total passive-aggressive spouse shit fit.
Like, well, let me ask you, she asks, what's the difference between a selfie and a regular picture? Would everyone be getting offended if, let's say, her mom took a pic of her?
Yes! Of course! It would be less offensive, but still offensive. If she was standing on a wall at a concentration camp, smiling ear to ear, of course I would get offended by that.
Twerking.
You dumb cunt. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, then she goes. Then he goes, the whole idea of a selfie is narcissistic. This is a place to think about those who perish there.
Right, can I stop you there? It's two things separately that are offensive in their own right being smashed together.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
And then she responds, so you think I'm narcissistic?
Yes!
And then she goes, she's defending selfies here. Sometimes a selfie is taken because no one else will take your picture.
Oh,
because
God
you have
forbid.
No friends. Some people,
learn a lesson.
Myself included, would rather just take a picture of themselves than ask someone else to do that.
And ask their husbands to
but
do
But why
it.
Do you need a picture of yourself?
You know,
that's the question that doesn't have an answer.
Exactly. So anyway, I chimed in basically, trying to be polite, saying that she was an idiot. And I think I succeeded in saying that her point was vapid and stupid without insulting her personally.
He basically was saying everything he's saying.
Is she good looking?
No.
Okay. So then, yeah, we really don't need the selfies.
My opinion does not reflect that of Robert Pezbani.
Robert Pezbani, is she good looking?
She's a lovely wife and mother of two.
Oh,
so, no.
I think I know who you're talking
about. She's not my cup of tea, but I like a very specific
But her husband is a fantastic human being. And that's said totally sincerely. She's a fantastic human being as well. It's just about the duck face thing.
Husband
just
is a great
guy. Great guy.
Well, now I don't know who you're talking. I thought I did, but I don't know how many great guys
you might not like him.
I don't know.
I think he's a great guy.
Hardworking,
good father. So the audience doesn't care about this. Whatever.
Is it Michael Landon in Little House on the Prairie?
He's dead.
Well, but not in that show. It was very
Okay. So the thing that frustrated me so much is that, like, the people that came to the wife's defense were like, it's her choice to take the photo. Like, what do you care? Like, what is it your business? And it's like, okay, it's our choice to be offended by it. Like, what? I hate that that's, like, the be-all closing. Like, it's her choice, Jarek.
Of course it's her choice. No one's outlawing selfies. We have the right to point out what a retard they are being.
Anyway, selfies, right?
Boo.
I think it's really weird when people have like an Instagram account that's all selfies.
Isn't that most people's Instagram account? I mean, I'm not on Instagram, but I just assumed.
No. Mine is like every fourth photo.
And then it's three photos of ribs just to compensate.
Whenever you get a Guido haircut.
Robin ribs. That's my Instagram.
Is that a selfie or did that's someone take that Guido picture?
That was definitely a selfie. No, I made Giuseppe take
it. Come here, take a picture.
I should have taken a mirror selfie with Giuseppe in the shot.
Yeah.
Next time.
Let me
I'm definitely going back to him for my next
By the way, Rob, that wasn't a shot at your Instagram or anything, what I was saying. I don't think yours is that bad.
It's bad. Well, not that bad.
No,
I didn't think that before, but now that you had to point it out,
I feel like you're
overcompensating a little, and now I'm offended.
The pictures Noah posts on social media aren't actually selfies, but it's all pictures of her and like famous people at Sirius. So that's like the next step from selfies. Yeah.
They're not all that. Sometimes it's her adorable dog, Bruno.
If she could get away with taking a selfie while a celebrity was right next to her, she would do it.
I don't like the way I look in selfies, so I won't do it.
Why not? I think I only look good in selfies when I take a picture. I take them for my girlfriend sometimes if we're going to be apart for a few days or whatever. I give her a little selfie, and I think those are my best pictures.
Do you
ever
get the MySpace angles going?
Are you fully nude?
No.
Only bottomless?
I feel like I'm still, even though I'm losing weight, I'm still too fat to
Well, if you just take a photo
take
of
nude
your
photos.
Dick and balls, you can't really see the context.
I guess.
It's just dick and balls.
I guess. But it's impossible to take a picture of my dick and balls without my overhang there. Like
really?
My stomach overhang.
How's that?
I'm really fat.
Well, then hold it with one hand up and out of the way.
It just it doesn't look great.
Well, show us. Let's see.
These things can be done. We're living in the
21st century.
Would
not, like when I used to be in shape, I would not have a problem being naked. But I feel like I'm just still too fat. Even though I'm one third of the way down. I'm like 30, 35 pounds down. I got to lose about 100.
But your girlfriend finds you attractive. So
yes. But I love her so much because she found me attractive when I was like 290. Which was unbelievable. Like I always suspected that, like, not that she didn't sincerely find me attractive, because I think she did, but just that our personalities meshed so much, that she loved me so much that she saw me as attractive. Mm-hmm. You know, like literally physically saw me as attractive, but only because we're so good together. But I just really think she just likes my type now. Like, I really think I'm her type exactly, which worries me because then I'll lose weight and maybe she won't find me attractive.
Well, what if he was weight in the dick?
Well, ultimately,
I don't know. I feel like my penis was bigger when I was thinner. I feel like being fatter caused me to lose some inches on it.
Well,
what?
Not inches.
Well, it just in the back because your gut, like your
it's just by comparison.
Fat.
Yes, I feel like
your
it's still the same
size,
but it's inside my body more.
Yeah.
Okay.
I understand that. Been there.
D-Junk asks, did your penis was it bigger than when you were thinner?
Whoa.
You just said been there. I thought...
I'm the other way now where I've lost weight.
Oh, it's popping out?
Yeah, and I'm like, did I gain a few inches?
No, I didn't mean that.
Out?
I meant...
Wow. First, my Instagram isn't good enough. I'm fat.
I meant like when you were 18 and you were like a stick.
Jeez. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not. I'm perfectly fine with my body now that I'm
fat.
By the way,
Mr. Paul said, dick pic Darren Delgado. D-Punk asked, isn't she Indian? Yes, I don't know why that's relevant, but yes. Isn't she Indian, though? That was the question. What is that?
Small dicks? Like, I don't know.
Oh, I've actually heard that. It was in the, she was reading that Freakonomics, where they said, like, by race, Indians have the smallest penises.
Huh. Really?
So, I don't know, but. I don't think she's dated that many Indians, not that I know of.
Let's call her up and ask her right now.
She's in the chat.
No, well then, she should be answering all these questions.
She doesn't
want
to go on the air. I can relay questions and get the answers if you want me to ask.
Clearly the chat would like to know, but then they could just ask her themselves.
Ultramanthus Cat says, Darren's girlfriend has a small dick? I don't think that's what they meant. Oh, there she just answered in the chat that she hasn't dated an Indian.
All right, well, there you go. So it's still just all theoretical. Rob, find some Indian gay porn sites and let's see what the dicks are.
Why doesn't it could be a straight porn?
But then it won't be as dick-centric.
You can get
there might be like dicks
one.
And pussies, but here it's just going to be dicks like
dicks on
around.
Dicks.
Yeah,
sword fighting.
Get some of that purple meat.
I like the in the show preview. I came up with a new name for. Oh God, they just hit me a little later. Like a fart traveling.
This is a Joker name.
I call Darren the Duke of Drops.
That's good.
Trying to go with an alliteration.
I think you did.
Yeah.
I did.
Mr. Paul said Jasrani sounds like Rob's cousin, Jasrani Pasbani. Jasrani is her middle name, by the way. Middle name.
That suffix is very much from
does
that.
Does she have an Uncle Gamma?
Part of the world.
Does she wear bindi? No, she's very... Bindi is the dot when you're
married.
I mean,
friggin' Gwen Stefani wears one of those. It's meaningless now.
Like, this is so funny that I'm not even mad that it's insulting me. But Ultramantis Cack writes, Dick Centric is Rob's relationship status. Oh. Ultramantis, I just want you to know that Sid nearly fell over his chair.
On to me.
You could have also gone with high school nickname, but I appreciate
my relationship status.
That's like the modern version.
Gwen Stefani Pasbani. My girlfriend is very Americanized. She doesn't wear saris or anything. She's born and raised in Brooklyn.
Does she say sorry sometimes if she does something wrong?
No.
At least.
Wow. No,
she's very Americanized then.
She never does anything wrong.
That's
the point.
So the 11 smallest countries of the pants, Ji-Jung writes, North Korea with an average of 3.8 inches. South Korea.
Erect, by the way.
3.8 inches erect.
It's pronounced elect. Noah, come on. Don't make fun of Asian people.
Cambodia with 3.95. Thailand with 4. India, 4.3.
This is average now.
Yeah. Taiwan.
That means half the people in North Korea are less than 3.8.
But how are we getting that information out of North Korea anyway? I mean,
that's true.
They don't release anything. Like if you ask North Korea for that information right now, they'd say we all have 13-inch cocks.
Or maybe they want to express that they're not a sexualized culture, so they lie down.
I suppose. Maybe, only the ruling family has big dicks. Everyone else has to have
Ultramantis Cack, proving he could take it just as well as he could dish it, writes, I just found out that I'm North Korean.
Sid, would you like to guess the countries with the largest penis?
It's Scandinavian countries, isn't
incorrect.
It? Incorrect. Oh. Which ones? Is it Russia?
The Congo is number one.
Oh.
Ecuador.
Really?
Huh. Evil Congo? What is that there? They are right. Okay.
They have mustaches all
over. Ghana, Colombia, Venezuela, Lebanon, Cameroon, Iceland, where you're going.
Uh-oh. I'll tell my wife that.
And Sudan. Oh, bangs.
And Abdul the Butcher, right?
And Jamaican.
I forgot where I read something, but like the reason that men in the Congo have really big schlongs is because they don't wear underwear and just gravity naturally.
So they're not.
That's why.
They're just like low hanging. It's like, oh.
Well, then like just evolution like of that. Others. Yeah.
They stretch them.
But it's then what does it look like when it gets hard? Is it still as long or is it, I don't know, like it
probably.
All saggy? And...
No, it's just, It like firms
it's like
up.
An elephant's trunk.
It's probably so like there's so much. I'm getting too. I'm like,
getting
so
all
much,
worked up.
There's.
Simmer down, Rob. Darren, wipe the sweat off his brow.
Come here, Rob. Come here. All right. Stop. Breathe. Breathe in.
We need another music break.
Stuck inside your penis.
I'm sure there's just so much meat that it's like when it gets hard, it can't like show that it's hard. It's
like
just
a Shar-Pei.
It's too much weight. It's too much weight for it to like pop up. It's like
yeah,
that.
Like definitely.
Yeah, it's a half ass, and it's just.
Oh my god, right. Those poor women. Those poor clitless women.
Well, you have the taste of a black man.
Oh, wow.
Said Rob out the Congo.
Well, yeah, it would be true there.
The most sensitive part of your dick. Give it to me.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
You never know when a tight asshole can come in handy.
I stand by that.
All right.
Enough penis drops.
That's thinking for the rest of the show. Like we should just leave the WSOU stream on.
Oh yeah. No. You can just go to WSOU.net. You can hear it yourself.
Let's
you
just know. See if the, I'll turn it on right now and see if there's a DJ on.
Okay.
Okay. Quickly.
Give it like
is this
minutes.
An FCC violation?
Please.
No.
Internet.
We don't have rules.
By the way, we love everyone at the WSOU.
Song playing. Oh, it's an ID.
No, it's a song, I think.
What song is it?
You don't hear it in the back? That's part of the song?
Yeah, I think it's just part of the song.
Kind of like they're IDing a phone number.
What is this?
I don't know. Now I'm curious. It doesn't say on the website, which is very cheesy.
Somebody Shazam it and then type in the chat what this is. Quick, do it for us.
All right. Well...
I don't hate it.
There's nothing to hate or like.
Yeah.
But
like
it sounds
starting.
It sounds like every opening band I saw at every show in like the mid
oh, hold
early
on.
2000s.
Is this Muse?
I think this is might be a Chino Moreno band.
Oh, really?
A what? The singer of the Deftones? A side part.
I thought you meant a Chinese black person.
Jojo Adodo's band?
They say that in Spanish. Jojo Wakoko.
Yeah.
Isn't that the name of that Russian newspaper that they sell in Brooklyn?
No, that's...
Hobo Pekinu
Novaya Ruskaya Slova.
Yeah, that's it. No, that...
I know, I'm kidding.
Wait, what is it?
There used to be a
the
guy...
The new Russian word.
Listen, there used to be a guy...
Novosti, that's what it is.
But there
what?
Was a,
that's that word, the word you...
Yeah,
Hobo Pekoga.
No, I say it like that because there was a guy that had Tourette's in my neighborhood when I was growing up. And he used to just run around the block and say every possible offensive, like, slur or whatever.
Sorry about that, Darren. I was going for some shit.
You're a spick. That's what you are. You're a spick. He would walk by. And then I saw him on the train once, and there was a guy across from me reading, you know, Novo, whatever. And he stood right up and got in the guy's face next to the newspaper. And he goes, Hobo pick a new cocoa. Hobo pick a new cocoa. Hobo pick a new cocoa. Over and over and over again. Because he's reading the Russian letters phonetically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's fantastic.
And on that note, and on the Hobo Bagogo Adodo.
Jojo.
Hobo Bagogo is a totally different festival, Rob.
Bagogo.
It's not in Indonesia or Malaysia or wherever the hell we were talking
maybe
about.
Maybe in Thailand.
And now on WSOU, another song. Here on WSOU.
Keep it locked.
Keep it locked. And
for
rip the knob off. I can't believe we're just playing their fucking radio station.
Alright, let's get out of here.
Rob likes this.
Hard cut.
I don't mind it.
Hard cut.
Better than Future Islands.
Goodbye.
Well, we had a lot of laughs today.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week with another live cast. Keep it locked.
Hopefully we'll have...
Are you going to be here next week,
though?
Yeah. We have Landfill.
Landfill next week.
Cannabis Corp.
Oh, and if anybody wants to join the Livecast Fantasy Football League this year, tweet at Bland Injection your email address. I'll send you an invite.
I will be having a team, which is a huge draw. I know everyone knows Everyone wants to interact with me. Sid persuaded me. I didn't want to do it. But he said everyone loves me so much that they will want to interact with me.
Yeah, definitely.
Which my ego feeds into that. I know it's absolutely not true.
Goodbye, everybody!